The small island nations around the world have told the United Nations General Assembly that climate change threatens their very existence. The UN concluded a two-day climate conference yesterday to shape the organization's overall policy and support its negotiations toward a new global climate treaty in 2012. Delegates from nearly 190 nations agreed in December to adopt a blueprint to control global warming gases before the end of next year. Their hope is to replace the Kyoto Protocol, which requires 37 industrial nations to cut greenhouse gases by 5% on average when it expires in 2012. Cullman Father Sean McDonough has written several books on ecology and justice. He says that combating climate change means changing priorities.
Last year, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, what's called the IPCC, they published their fourth assessment report, which 90% sure, which means 100% sure, that actually climate change is already happening, that it could be very significant, and that the window of opportunity to do something about it, in other words, to keep the level, the increase in temperature below 2 degrees Celsius, is 15 to 20 years. So there's an extraordinary urgency about the issue right now.
This is suddenly what's making an impact on people, isn't it? The fact that we were talking a few hundred years away. Now we're talking just one generation away, if that.
That's right. That's right. From the scientific and from the political perspective. I wouldn't be sure, though, that it has transferred into the economic perspective. You will still see that the economics that's been pushed is an economics that actually externalises things to people and to the environment. The neoliberal economic agenda is still very much in place. And as long as that is in place, then, of course, this thing is going to get much worse, because the only way out to develop at the moment is by becoming dependent on fossil fuel. And the more countries like, for example, China and India that are becoming more and more dependent on fossil fuel are going to make the situation worse. So we kind of really now are in a difficult position. We're talking about it, we're convinced about it politically, but economically we're going in the wrong direction.